This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor and the PhD now as CMB. I was going to call you, Andy. We pre-recorded a segment with Bob Brooksmith and the CMB Society. And guess what? They managed to do that you've been trying to get me to do forever.
Become a CMB.
Yes. And guess who I want to sponsor me? You.
Me.
You. Awesome. The Profit Doctor. Go to the smartest guy in the room. I was going to tell you about that. We're going to be airing that segment next week at the interview. It's a great interview because I'll be traveling back from jolly old England and on that trip. So we're going to do a pre-recorded program next week. And that is the interview. You want to go listen to that, listeners. It's a really good interview about the CMB program. I couldn't resist it, Andy. I finally go, this is it. And I admitted all of my fears. We put it all out there on tape. The ghosts in my closet came out. Dyslexia. I hate taking tests. The fear of failing at 70 years old on a national scale like this. It's like that. But I thought, who would be the best one to coach me? Andy Schell.
And now that you've announced it on the podcast, you have the entire world knowing that you're going to be taking the test. So
I know.
Nothing like more pressure. But you know, all you have to do is forget about the typing and think about the answer. And then you know the answer. It's just a matter of getting it into words. But you can do that, too. All you got to do is dictate it. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. So we're putting that in and putting you in. I don't know what we have to do that. There we go. Announced it ahead of time, even for our upcoming podcast next week. What you got, Profit Doctor?
Well, I'm honored to be your CMB sponsor. I'll make sure you get through the test and get proctored, and we'll do it at Opie's or something, and it'll be great.
Yeah, so get over some good barbecue beer. That's for sure.
So today's podcast, the Profit Doctor segment, I thought I would talk a little bit about the growing dynamics of mortgage lending and all the pieces that fit together and some of the challenges that mortgage lenders face. And I was going to touch it from two different directions all at the same time. Let me start with one of the things that we take for granted. Now, we all know that an independent mortgage company is not a depository. You don't open up a checking account at a mortgage company. So mortgage companies have to get their money from someplace. So they borrow money from banks, FDIC banks, which are depositories, make loans to independent mortgage companies so that the IMB can then make a loan to the borrower. The IMB then sells the loan and generates the gain on sale and gets the cash. And all that happens because it started with borrowing money from the FDIC bank. So all of these mortgage loans that we make and sell happen because we had a relationship with a warehouse line lender. What we got to remember too, though, a warehouse line lender is an FDIC bank. So what does that mean? Why do I care? Well, there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of things that FDIC banks have to follow. Both Dave and I started careers with depositories, and there's just tons of stuff you got to know. So I'm going to hit just a few of them. Well, for one, it's a bank. It's an FDIC bank. It's regulated by the FDIC, and because it's regulated by the FDIC, it means that there are federal examiners that come in to the bank and look at, second guess, challenge, question every loan decision the FDIC bank makes. So when the FDIC bank says, okay, ABC Mortgage, we're going to make you a warehouse line of credit, that loan is subject to scrutiny by the federal examiners. They're going to come in and look at it and say, why did you make this loan? Were they good enough? Did you review their financial statements? Did you review their operational controls? How did you validate that this mortgage company is a good credit risk to the bank? So all this happens behind the scene. All this happens on every single mortgage loan that we make. We borrowed money from the bank, and in order to get the bank to lend us the money so that we could borrow the money, we had to go through all these hoops, and we had to get approval. The FDIC bank warehouse line lender had to approve us as a borrower in order to get the money to make the loans. So all this is happening in the background. And in order to be approved, and in order to stay approved, there's a number of things you got to be able to demonstrate. And Dave and I have been doing this for a really long time. And it's just part of the life. It's part of business. I know Joe Farr's on the phone, too. And I know he's been deeply involved with both lending and helping people get warehouse lines. But the bottom line of it is you got to show financial strength. In fact, the amount of money that a bank will lend you is based on your financial strength. And that financial strength is measured both by profitability and by the retained profits or your net worth, the capital base of the firm. Warehouse line lenders will make loans based on the capital of the independent mortgage company and based on the ongoing profit of the mortgage company and the cash flow of the mortgage company that generate to maintain and generate cash flow is super important. And then you have to show the bank that you're doing well every month or sometimes only every quarter, but you got to send them a debt covenant certificate is what they call it. But basically it's just a financial statement where you say, yep, we're doing great. We're making money. And you know, when you send that document to the FDIC bank, if that information is not accurate, that's a federal offense because the FDIC bank, the warehouse line lender, is a regulated depository, and that's loan fraud if you misrepresent the debt covenant certificate you send into the bank. If you lie about your profits and send it to the bank, that's a federal offense. It's a big deal. People don't ever talk about that. So quickly getting to the end of this, there's a bunch of other stuff, but in order to get approved for a loan, you got to have good investor scorecards. You got to have good resumes of your origination team, your operations team. They're going to look at your neighborhood watch, make sure you're not crazy out of control. They want to see that you have policies and procedures about how you do your business. They want to make certain that you've got good fraud controls. And all this stuff fits together in order to get that ability to do what we do every day, which is make a loan. And if we have poor investor scorecards because we push the limit and get loans rejected or have high fallout because we lock stuff that's junk, or if we have poor financial controls, all those things will affect the renewal of the warehouse line, or it can affect the interest rate that the warehouse line makes charges you. So all this stuff matters. So be respectful about the FDIC limits, being sure that debt covenant certificate is accurate. And one of the key things, and I know Dave's talked about this a lot, communicate. Let the lender know, let the FDIC bank know how it's going. Don't surprise them at the end of a quarter by showing them your volume cut in half and you lost money. Do not do that. Communicate in advance. If you got a big branch that quits, let the lender know. If you've got financial challenges because you had a repurchase demand that you lost money on, let them know. Communicate. Let them know. Don't let them find out at the end. That's bad. So that's part of mortgage lending, is going on behind the scenes. But then also in mortgage lending, there's questions that come up. So I'm going to hit this last point really, really fast, Dave. This is actually a topic that is floating around the world of CMBs. So once you become a certified mortgage banker, you become part of a group of there's 600 people in the whole country that are certified mortgage bankers, and you get put on this email list as a CMB. And one of the topics that came up today, I thought I would just float out for the listeners, is about the Fannie Mae appraisal waiver. So the Fannie Mae appraisal waiver says that you don't have to get the property value validation that you would normally get through an appraisal is waived. So everybody agrees on that point. So the question isn't about the appraisal waiver. The question is about, does the Fannie Mae appraisal waiver also waive property condition? So does it cover value and condition of the property, or does the waiver only cover value and not condition of the property? So why does that matter? Let's say you make a loan, it goes into foreclosure, the house was trashed, and then Fannie Mae takes the property because they manage the properties, and then they send you a bill for the repairs because you didn't validate that the condition of the property was good. So it's an open question. There's ongoing debate about this. Some companies just don't worry about it because the probability of this actually happening is so low that it's not worth the cost of getting inspections. But it's an open question, and that's part of what you get when you are in the CMB club, when you qualify for the exam, take the exam, pass all the written requirements. You have to also pass an oral requirement. You have to be invited into the membership. But when you are, you get to be part of this kind of stuff and learn about all the key things going on in the industry. So, Dave, I'm very excited that you're heading down this path. And I'd make one quick point. The reason that you haven't yet is because of a reading challenge that you have.
Yeah.
And it's not for lack of desire. It's lack of a physical limitation. And so, I got it a long time ago. And you didn't because of this limitation, but that's the only reason, because otherwise an advisor expert in the industry should always have a CMB. You didn't yet because of this, but you're getting it now. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. And looking forward to it. I couldn't believe when we recorded that, and I'm going to cross the line, going to do it. You've been trying to influence me for some time. But something you were talking about earlier on warehouse lines, I was fortunate enough when I got my first warehouse line, it was with First Collateral up in the Bay Area. Bill Ritter and Lynn Merkel were running the company back then, and Bill Ritter took me under his wing, and he said, Dave, there's two phone calls. If something goes bad in your mortgage lending operation, there's two phone calls you need to make. The first one is to your wife. The second one is to your warehouse lender. Never, we're that close. We are that important in the information ladder. That's how important. I stress that. I'll never forget that. Good segment, Andy. Yeah. Appreciate it so much. Prophet doctor and PhD, born just figuratively. He has now got a real PhD after that. CPA, CFF, CMB, and CMPhD. Andy Schell. PhD 1 and going for PhD 2. So you'll be PhD squared here pretty soon. That's pretty amazing. Love it.
Thank you.
All right. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America. Of course, Black Knight, who we have as our guest. Open Mortgage, Finastra with their FusionBot solution. The Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative. Both these collaboratives help you get up close and personal with more people. And I love some of the things that both of these groups are doing at the peer analysis. Also, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America. Indicom, our latest new sponsor. Great to hear that they've joined us. You're going to be hearing more about them and some of their products in upcoming podcasts. Ainsworth Advisors, as well as Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans. Dave Robnett and the team are doing a great job. We're going to get Pete back on the podcast here with some of the things that they're doing. Very innovative. Check out Celebrity Home Loans. Also, Velma, Vidyard, VendorSurf. VendorSurf, we had Scott Roller on the podcast here just recently. It's a great way to check out new vendors if you're searching for them. Who's out there? VendorSurf is a great solution, as well as AI Assist. And, of course, we want to say a special thank you to our regulars, Alice, Andy, Alan, and Joe.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.